The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, 18 December 2018. Let me go to Art off the grid. Hello, Art.
John, where to even start?
there is no beginning and there is no end. This is the snake eating its own tail.
Yeah, I share your frustration, man. Before I get started, let me pimp out the chat room here. NationalIntelReport.chatango.com.
By the way, Art, I appreciate your intention in doing that, but you know how many rats showed up in that talk room? I just ignore it.
Oh, we always have the same people every day. We don't have that problem here. Hmm. It's always the same people. We got a couple of idiots in here, but, hey, you know, you're going to have a couple here and there. But we generally only have, like, I think the most we ever have is 10 or 12 people, and it's always the same people. So it may be another chat room you're thinking of. I'm not sure. But this is not the National, but just nationalintelreport.chatangle.com. And it's a nice little group of folks. But anyway, I share your frustration. I mean, personally, I'm dealing with, one of these crazy issues. My mom died in June. And now here's how crazy this gets. If I had decided I wanted to keep the mobile home, I ain't paid nothing on this thing since Mama passed. Now, if I wanted to keep this thing... If I didn't say anything to them, I just let it go, they would be hounding me and hounding me and hounding me for money. Well, they are. But that doesn't change the fact that for 6 months, almost every other week, calling these people, come get this mobile home off my property. They still want to send me bills and threaten me with insurance violations and all kinds of crazy crap. When I've been trying for 6 months to get this thing off my property, it's gotten to the point, John, it took me 4 months just to get one person to come out here and verify that it was vacant. No one was living in it. And before they would do that, I had to disconnect the power. I had to cut the water, had to cut everything loose, literally sever the septic piping and the water piping and everything to make it totally unlivable before anyone would even come look at this thing. Here it is almost two months later, still not a word, and I can't even find an attorney who wants to take this case to force these people to move a mobile home I don't want on my land off
Art,
my damn land.
Art?
John, it's crazy.
Art, burn the damn thing. Burn it.
I you know what? If I thought I could do it and get away with it.
Oh, no. Art. No, you can't. You got
to
just get yourself an ironclad alibi and just burn the damn thing down.
Well, I always can say there are a lot of people out there who really don't like me and would love to see me suffer. But the problem is, if I light this thing on fire, I got my cousin's property next door and the house that I live in is real close by. And, you know, see, that could create a real serious problem there.
Not if you wait until it rains. And you can do this during a rainstorm. So that way God's natural fire department is on hand to put out any sparks or embers.
I hear you. But, I mean, it's at the point where even after 6 months of not making any mortgage payments, not paying the insurance, and not making any payments on it, instead of repossessing it, I'm going to have to now, because they seem to don't want to get somebody out here, get this thing off my property, I have to go down the first of the year, and I have to literally send them notice in the mail via certified mail. And I got to go through this whole eviction process.
You know what you need, don't you?
This is insane.
You know what you need, don't you? You need that middle finger, that wooden middle finger.
Ooh, if I didn't live so far out in the country surrounded by so many acres of woods, it would probably not be a bad thing. But nobody would see it from where I'm at, because I'm way out in the sticks. This is crazy. This is what it's gotten to. It's gotten to the point to where even though you don't make the payments, you want it off your property, you can't get the people that own it to move it without going through jumping through a bunch of hoops. There was a time when this would have been real simple. You just pick up the phone, mama died, I don't want it, come get it. And within a couple of weeks, they come out, they get it, they haul it off, not a problem. Nowadays, I've got a cousin, John, I'm not kidding you. Their mama died almost 13, 14 years ago. That mobile home is still sitting on that property. Even to this day, they've not come and got it off the property. It's crazy, John. And you know, so it's like I almost look forward to going to the bank nowadays or going somewhere else because it gives me a distraction away from this nightmare. This is crazy. We are living in a topsy-turvy world where it doesn't seem like anybody has any clue what anything that's actually going on. Nobody knows nothing. I mean, you call the finance company, they're like, we don't know. Well, it's your mortgage, you idiot.
It may not be their mortgage anymore. They might have sold the damn thing off. How would you know?
Then why are they sending me notices to make payment?
Well, why did the wrong finance companies or mortgage people keep showing up in court, knowing full well that the properties had been sold off to another mortgage company, but they'll show up to foreclose on the property? Tell me how that happens.
Yeah, it's crazy, like you at the bank, you know, lady, I'm a customer. And she's not going to tell me she ain't seen you in there many times before. I know she has, if she's worked there any decent amount of time. She's seen you in there, she knows you're a customer, so what's the problem?
Oh, the problem is that, People cannot think for themselves anymore. They have got to be walked from step A to step B, and there's no variations here. Because everybody's got to be on the same page, singing the same song, and let not common sense enter into the fray, because that might screw everything up by getting something accomplished.
Yeah, well, you know, here's how crazy it got. I even told the people at the finance company, I said, look, just tell me who it is. Now that we've got it inspected, it's been certified vacant, nobody lives in it, it's good to be towed out of here, give me the name of the towing company that you'd have move it, and I will call them and I will make arrangements. Oh, we can't do that because they don't field phone calls. What?
Burn it. Burn
it. I'm telling you, I am tempted.
Burn it.
I am tempted.
Does anybody have does anybody there have a farm tractor around there?
Not an actual farm tractor, but my cousin's got a tractor, yeah.
Drag the damn thing off the property. Go park it along the freeway someplace.
Here in Georgia, the laws are a little bit funny about that. But I'll tell you what, man, it's just, John, I am ready to throw in the chips and say, let's do this.
Well, just keep your frustration in abeyance. You know, the best volcanoes are the ones that build up the most pressure. You know, like a Mount St. Helens, when you blow, half the top of you disappears, but you put on one hell of a show.
Yeah,
Art, well, hang in there. I've got to go. I've got a bunch of stories I got to get to. I appreciate you calling in.
All right, man. Just hang tough.
What choice do I have? My only other choice is to do SSRIs. Wait till they get a load of me. You know, hey, wait a minute. Didn't the United States government through the Army try the LSD trying to make a super soldier back in the Vietnam days? Well, wait a minute here. We might be dissing this for the wrong reasons. How about our guys when we build the army? How about we all put them on SSRIs? Oh, I pity the damn fool that if and when this thing kicks off, that you're in opposition and you get in the way. Oh, brother. Well, here's a little bit of feel good. Well, kind of, sort of. By the way, am I the only one that when I look at Mark Zuckerberg, it looks like he pulled his eyes out of a doll? Or his eyes belong to somebody else's body, but it's really not his? Facebook CEO Zuckerberg loses $15 billion. Newsmax put this out. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is poised to lose at least $15 billion in a year. He was constantly haunted by controversies, and he's well deserving of it. Zuckerberg's net worth started around $75 billion on January 2nd of this year. His $15 billion setback would be the deepest among any of the other 499 richest people in the world. The Facebook, and let me stop and digress for a second here, folks. If you had $75 billion, what would you be doing with that? Would you not try to ease the human condition a little bit? Isn't there things that you would like to do that were positive and not negative? Not to these money-grubbing, I mean, this guy stole somebody else's platform, for God's sakes. Becomes a multi-billionaire, and it's like he's removed. He's in that netherworld. You look at him, he's real, but he really ain't real, if you know what I mean. The Facebook founder, his 13% stake in the company makes up almost all of his fortune. Accusations of the platform's role in Russian election interference and mass genocide and wherever put a closer eye on Facebook, and the unraveling revelations of data breaches and unsavory practices at its executive level that followed led to a number of stock price drops. Zuckerberg, 34, who recently was the world's third richest person behind Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates, is now ranked sixth on the Bloomberg Billionaire Index. Last month, Zuckerberg defended his response to Russian election meddling on the world's largest social media network and issued a new plan aimed at stifling misbehavior while maintaining a vibrant hub for online speech. Not free speech, not your opinion. The vetted speech that they will allow up there. And oh, by the way, on that Russian election deal, the Russian meddling, yeah, he knows, but it's not going to stop him. It's not going to get in the way of him regurgitating this. The mainstream media is still doing the same thing. The Russian collusion. Do me a favor. Here is the former FBI chief, Mr. James Comey. This was the statement he made the other day. Listen to the arrogance of this person. And he's talking about the president of the United States that he went after, and he knew it, on phony terms. Go ahead and play that, Mike.
No reaction, and I can't tell you what I knew.
Director Comey, the FBI's reputation has taken a big hit over the last year. Do you share any of the responsibility for that?
No. The FBI's reputation has taken a big hit because the President of the United States, with his acolytes, has lied about it constantly. And in the face of those lies, a whole lot of good people who watch your network believe that nonsense. That's a tragedy. That will be undone eventually, but that damage has nothing to do with me.
When did you first learn about the Steele dossier?
Sometime in September, I think. Could have been October. I think it was September of 2016.
Director Comey, what can be done to fix it about the way the public is seeing the FBI, what the president is saying?
People who know better, including Republican members of this body, have to have the courage to stand up and speak the truth, not be cowed by mean tweets or fear of their base. There is a truth And they're not telling it. Their silence is shameful.
Of the Republicans who are remaining in the House next session, do you see any taking that mantle, coming up and defending the FBI, taking on the president?
Not yet. To my view, to their everlasting shame, I hope they'll overcome that and realize someday they got to explain to their grandchildren what they did today.
Thank you.
In recent days, the way that the Flynn investigation has been interview has been carried out has come under a lot of criticism. In your view, should that have been handled any differently? How do you defend it from the criticism that this interview didn't happen?
Think of what's happened in the Republican Party. They're up here attacking the FBI's investigation of a guy who pled guilty to lying to the FBI. He should have been warned you shouldn't lie. He should have been told you can have a lawyer. Think of the state of affairs we've ended up in. That's nonsense. I'm very proud of the way the FBI conducted itself. Agile, flexible, thoughtful, pursued the leads where you'd want us to.
Director,
Catherine,
yeah,
go.
Okay, so.
Wow, pursue the leads. He's still digging. He hasn't found anything. By the way, General Flynn's sentencing, which is supposed to take place today, that has been put in abeyance. And rumor has it that there's some top secret documents will exonerate this guy. And the judge even said to his attorney, you sure you want sentencing today? Basically, the judge was telling him, you don't want to do this today. So we're putting this off. Now, supposedly this is already a done deal. January, February, March. He's not going to be sentenced until March. What do you want to make a bet? Flynn's conviction will be overturned. We have not even scratched the surface. And by the way, Mr. Comey, not that this is any great concern of mine, but your FBI field agents think you're absolute horse manure. I even caught James Kellstrom on Fox last night, believe it or not. I think it was Fox Business. James Kellstrom, remember the name? This the guy was at Waco. Here's the guy that was at Ruby Ridge. Yeah, that same James. Same James Kelt. Remember the airliner 747 that blew up off the East Coast? Oh, it wasn't a bomb. Eyewitnesses said, we saw missiles coming from the water up to the sky to blame them. And the same James Kelt. He came out against Comey. And he didn't have anything kind to say. And I thought, you know what, this would carry a lot more weight if you weren't James Kellstrom. But the rank and file of the FBI, they think Comey is a major, major embarrassment. Think about what is going on here. The Russian collusion that's already been proven that didn't take place. Mueller telling people, oh, yeah, you know, you're going to have a lawyer, but, you know, we suggest you don't have a lawyer. Oh, the FBI ever says something to you like that, you make sure that everything is recorded in triplicate. I don't care if it's handwritten, recorded, however. The FBI tells you you don't need a lawyer, you better beat feet and get a lawyer fast. Ryan in Cleveland. Hello, Ryan.
How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You there? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Three things. You know, you're talking about that $32 billion and what would you do with it?
What $32 billion?
You know, something about if you had $32 billion or $78 billion, what would you do with it?
Did you guys
just mention that a little bit ago?
Okay. What?
You know what I would do first thing?
What would you do?
Buy me a double wide. All right, but I just thought I'd bring that up. But here's the second thing I came up with, even though it's not my main point. You know that guy talked about giving someone the middle finger?
Yeah.
Well, during supper time on Thanksgiving around my mother's dinner table, she asked everybody what they gave thanks to, and I said, Mom, I give thanks to my middle fingers for always sticking up for me. But here's the main reason I called.
Does mom have a sense of humor?
Oh, I tell her she has to. But here's the main reason I called. Is that man called about the hemp seed oil? Talk about you should take it?
Yeah.
I think you should use colloidal silver. First time I put that up my butt, I thought I was saved. That's all I got to say. Have a great night.
Isn't that timely? Saved by the break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially, because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence.
To finish out this Zuckerberg story, last month Zuckerberg defended his response to Russian election meddling on the world's largest social media network and issued a new plan aimed at stifling misbehavior while maintaining a vibrant hub for online speech. Just as long as it's approved by Mr. Zuckerhead and his minions. His comments in a conference call with journalists and in Facebook posts followed a recent New York Times report that contended that he and other executives tried to deflect criticism internally and in Congress about Russian propaganda spreading through Facebook during the last 3 years. Many U.S. lawmakers said after the report that the government must regulate or investigate Facebook, which has become a daily source of information for more than 2 billion people globally. Facebook and its platform is not the problem, it's the people running it. That we either have free speech or we don't, but also keeping in mind that this is a privately owned company. And now the government says that they want to regulate it. Well, wait a minute. We already have a problem, and then the government's going to get in there and try to help the situation? The last thing that you really would need, folks, is the government. Their claim, we're the government, we're from the government, we're here to help. You better run and hide when you hear those words. Zuckerberg said that he has acted swiftly to combat the Russian challenge and supports regulation that would encourage companies to reduce the prevalence of harmful content. You know what harmful content is to these people? The truth, folks. The truth hurts. And I'm sorry for the snowflakes that get a little melted or the people that don't have coping skills to deal with this thing called life. But I've got a newsflash for you. Your harmful content, you know what liars hate? The truth. And that is true. The greatest enemy of truth is those that want to suppress it, ignore it, hide it, do whatever. They can't deal with it. There's no argument against the immutable truths of this planet. He announced several self-regulatory measures, including rough plans to create an independent body by the end of 2019 to review appeals from users who contend their content was wrongfully banned. Now, folks, the people that own Google and the people that own YouTube, what's the name of the company, Mike? Alphabet? Do you know how many videos that they have scrubbed from YouTube? 46 million, is it, Mike? Oh, well, this is a conservative number, but I'm right. It's million, right? Yeah. Now, does this sound like open platform and they respect your right to have an opinion? How many times have you heard people on the sane side of the aisle going, you know what, I'm not agreeing with what you're saying. I adamantly disagree with it, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. Well, guess what? They don't feel the same about you. What you have to say is cognitive dissonance to them. It's a headache to them. You're unnecessary. You're unwieldy. You're hard to manage. And you just need to disappear in my world. I hope Zuckerberg here loses the rest of his fortune. The 34-year-old punk that thinks that he's untouchable? I got a newsflash for you. There have been many tyrants and many kingpins throughout history. And the people do applaud very loudly when they hear that giant thud of you falling flat on your keister. There are things to hope for, folks. Oh, and by the way, just wait until the Democrats take the Congress in January. Oh, they're going to be rolling out whatever we can do to jam Trump again. Let's get him out of office. Let's do more on gun control. Let's do all the same stupid things that we did before. You know what? They don't have the God-given sense that God gave geese, I guess. And they're not going to know when to stop until they're running off the cliff like lemmings do. Something goes off in the lemming's head that there's too many of us, and they all go running off a cliff. Well, one could only hope the Democrats will do that, but it's not likely they will. But do they understand how many people, as I so eloquently and quietly expressed to people in my first hour, the first 20 minutes of the show? Yeah, I guess I'm not the only one. There are millions of people that have had enough of the crap. Deep inside, the pressure's high. I mentioned this yesterday, the Italian MEP, the new Presidenti guy over there, got a little update on him.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street. He says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention. And all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, there were incidents and accidents. There were
now, this is the Italian MEP. He red-pills the EU lawmakers. Now, do me a favor, Mike. I'm going to play this, but I'm going to have to play interpreter here. Okay. Holy mackerel, it's 14 minutes long.
Presidente,
Mr. President, last night two persons without guilt, without any responsibility, lost their lives. And one cannot think, great, I got a pop-up ad. One cannot think, reduce a full minute. There are some responsibilities that one continues to not want to see, but there are some deep responsibilities. I can't accept this. But this line saying we have to go forward, no, we cannot go forward with errors. We cannot go forward with mistakes. We really cannot accept the errors of France and also often of Europe end up supporting the actions of an extremist. Of an Islamic extremist, who often, I repeat, takes the lives of citizens, is unjust. I really, after the votes, I will leave Strasbourg, I will leave France, I invite Macron to come here to Strasbourg. I will re-enter Italy as a sign of protest. I say everyone, wake up. I join the protest. He's holding up a yellow vest. And I say, wake up. Here's David Coburn. Let me back up here to start this fine gentleman right at the start here. Here's another one. David Coburn, MEP, Europe of Freedom and Direct Democracy Group.
Yesterday. From a British perspective, we all see it from all we see from the EU is an inflexible intransigence. We see this reckless attitude too frequently from the EU, and not just towards the EU, the UK. We see the EU's confrontation with Italy, budget, Switzerland, capital markets, Hungary, George Soros, and Poland, judicial reform. And now the EU's poster boy, Macron, supported, it would seem, by Euro Gendarmerie Force armoured personnel carriers with EU flags emblazoned on them, deployed against French citizens, les Gilets jaunes, rising up against your bonkers climate policy. Euro Gendarmerie, Euro Army of Oppression. Given the Eurozone's attitude to others, what confidence can we have, the UK have, in any EU assurances about the backstop? The backstop is an entirely manufactured problem. No one is going to build a border in Northern Ireland. The WTO say it is not necessary. The Taoiseach says Ireland won't build one. And my old friend Jean-Claude Juncker has said the same. If their word can be trusted, then we do not need a backstop. How dare the EU use the tragedy of Northern Ireland as leverage? The issue can be solved by modern technology and goodwill. WTO rules allow at least 10 years to find solutions while negotiating free trade. Article 50 requires any trade terms in the withdrawal agreement to be temporary. So why can we not have an end date to the backstop? I'll tell you why. Because the EU dishes out punishment beatings with the sole aim of humiliating democracy. Jean-Claude himself said there can be no democracy against EU treaties. Pause to consider whether your repeated actions against democracy across the continent make the EU, like Napoleon Bonaparte, a danger to European peace and stability. Ask yourself whether you wish to have the UK and the British people as your steadfast friends or your implacable enemies.
Now, coming up is a one, Nigel Farage. You know who he is. And he recently just said, you know what? If I've got to do all this Brexit stuff again, he said, I will do it. And I have absolutely no doubt that he would.
Mr. Coburn, just for the record, that statement would have been appropriate for the last debate. But because I'm open and we want to let people be heard, we allowed you to speak.
It's very kind of you, madam.
Indeed, thank you for that.
I think we choose what we say, do we not?
Can I just also say that personally I find the remarks around punishment beatings about the European Union to be entirely inappropriate. But again, we are a house that allows for freedom.
We have political differences in different nations, madam.
Yes, and appropriate language also helps.
We were at war for many years.
Let me move.
Under Rule 164 of our revered procedures, I am allowed to respond to the comments you made as President of the Parliament, some of them personally insulting. Maybe you have a bit of a problem with your temper. I will ignore the personal comments you've made about me, but I will say this. We do seem this morning to be struggling just a little bit with our history. To claim, Mr. Tajani, that the European Union brought about the downfall of Nazism and Soviet communism isn't only laughable, it is very ungracious and deeply insulting to the United States of America, who made massive sacrifices so that Europe could be free twice in the 20th century, and to a slightly lesser extent, the United Kingdom, as 30,000 British dead in Italy will attest. So, you know, you can claim what you want for the European Union, but please do not rewrite history. Mr. Tusk, I want to thank you for confirming that it was Theresa May that asked for the one-year extension to a transition period. I also want to thank you for your recent offer, saying that if Britain wants a Canada Plus-style trade deal, you are open to it. Indeed, it's what I've campaigned for 25 years. I've always thought this was a better approach between our country and the EU than the one we currently have. Now, every proposal, of course, seems to founder on this question of the Irish border. But given the slight state of panic that German industry is now getting itself into, and maybe that's not surprising, because a WTO deal would lead to not just tariffs on German cars, but a weaker pound and probably a more competitive UK economy. So the time has come to look for answers. And the funny thing is, the answers are staring at us. Mr. Juncker, in the Irish Parliament not so long ago, made it very clear there were no circumstances under which the European Union would impose a border. Indeed, Mr. Varadkar, the Irish PM, not usually particularly helpful in the Brexit process, but even he has said, under no circumstances will there be a hard border. This Parliament produced this study, one of your own committees, the AFCO committee, avoiding a hard border on the island of Ireland for customs control and the free movement of persons. The point is, there are solutions everywhere we look. The idea that somehow this border is an impediment, frankly, is a red herring. The problem, I'm afraid, is that there is a rogue element in these negotiations, a group of people who do not wish to see a solution, who put up an immovable brick wall to stop us from breaking free. And I regret to say, actually, it isn't your chief negotiator, Monsieur Barnier. It is actually the British Civil Service, Ollie Robbins' team. They signed up years ago to the European dream. They've been happy to take their orders from Brussels. They are now out to sabotage Brexit. They are indeed the enemy within. And I think that unless the Conservative Party comes to its senses and gets rid of a leader who clearly is being led by the nose, then we will head to the December summit, we'll head towards a humiliating sellout, and we'll head towards the United Kingdom being trapped in EU rules for many, many years to come.
All right, I'm going to put a halt to that right there. Well, you get the idea. People are getting fed up. And rightfully so. Righteous indignation. People kept asking the question, you know, well, how long are people going to take this stuff? Well, understand that the European Union, they've been building their little never-never land over there for quite some time. They have had time to witness what has been wrought by this one continent, one currency, one police, and as you're surely aware of, is now the EU army. They've got their own army. They rolled into France to contain the people that were pissed off, and they initially put that out. Here's how courageous they are. They initially put this out because, well, the French are just angry about gas increases, gas price increases. It wasn't the price of the gas. It was the amount of tax that they were putting on it and the reason why they were putting that tax there. Oh, it's because of global warming. Mm-hmm. Yes. The untested, untried, untrue, flabbergasting garbage that they've been putting out is being challenged. And they don't want to hear it. Well, you're going to hear it. Let me get to this before I forget. And I was in error. I said in the year 2018, YouTube took down 58 million videos in the third quarter. In brief, YouTube is continuing to fight back against inappropriate and offensive content appearing on the platform. In a recent report, the company revealed it removed a total of 58 million videos and 224 million comments in the third quarter alone. The Google-owned site, and they never tell you this, yeah, okay, Google owns YouTube, but Alphabet owns Google and YouTube. The Google-owned site has long faced accusations that it doesn't do enough to combat videos containing extremism, pornography, abuse, and other policy-violating material. I don't know why they're so worried about pornography on YouTube. Shouldn't the Women's League of something or other being out there saying, well, this is degrading? Why, hell no, they're nowhere to be found. But through a combination of people and technology, millions of these videos and channels are being flagged and removed. The company explains that a channel is deleted if it incurs 3 community guideline strikes in 90 days. 3 strikes and you're out. Or a single case of severe abuse, which includes predatory behavior. Over 1.6 million channels were removed in the third quarter of 2018, along with 50.2 million videos they contained. During the month of September, most of these, almost 80%, were deleted because they fell under the category of spam, misleading, and scam. Of the 7.8 million videos that were also removed, 6.3 million were initially flagged by machines before being forwarded to human moderators for deletion. There's your artificial intelligence with artificial people working with artificial people. It's surreal. And I do mean surreal. And 74.5% of these never got a single view. Human flaggers come into the form of trusted moderators, users, NGOs, and government agencies. Like the offending channels, most videos were deleted because of spam, misleading, and scam content, they say was 72%, while child safety was second at just over 10%. Violent extremism made up just 0.4% of these videos. Finally, YouTube removed a massive 224 million comments during the quarter, and vast majority of which was spam identified by automated flagging. That's funny, and even in my Hotmail account, I still cannot get an email from my secretary to my Hotmail account without it being flagged as spam. While Google has increased its number of moderators to over 100,000 this year, and you know what? You got 100,000 moderators? What the hell are these people being paid? 100,000? So even if they got 100,000 moderators this year, the 300-plus hours of video that gets uploaded every minute of every day makes it impossible to pre-check every one of them. Well, the name of the game here is they are deciding what is extreme, your attitude, the way you present stuff. It could be anything that would get you flagged. But mostly it's going to be your pissosity and just this, hang it all, it's just your insistence that you want your voice heard by way of a true statement or a story. Shame on you.
Someone came up just...
That was my fault. Well, different story here, switching gears. Bombshell study shows aspartame depletes neurotransmitters in the brain, makes brains vulnerable to chemical damage from food and vaccines. What it doesn't say in the story is how the depleted neurotransmitters, how your brain reacts to the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. From Natural News, the results of the study found a dose-dependent relationship between aspartame consumption and the destruction of neurotransmitters, brain chemicals necessary for the function of the neurons. Brain neurotransmitters levels, serotonin, dopamine, and something called GABA, were reduced significantly compared with control, the study says. Furthermore, levels of brain antioxidants that protect brain tissue from oxidation damage, often caused by chemical exposure, were sharply depleted. Data obtained showed that antioxidant activities were reduced significantly. The conclusion of the study found that consumption of aspartame for a long time increased oxidative stress in the brain, its tissue, and disruption in neurotransmitters that affect physiological function. That's physiological. What about the psychology function of the brain? You know, people are having cancerous body parts rot off and fall off their bodies. Pancreatic cancer, all-time high. All kinds of weird cancers killing people. As you heard one of the callers call in, he buried a 26-year-old son due to cancer. There's a reason for this stuff, folks. Our bodies are being are laid bare by the stuff that they're giving us through this cross interaction between drugs and chemicals and everything else. It's a wonder we're still able to walk and talk. We'll close out this edition of this National Intel Report right after this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A veteran MD drops a bombshell at the 5G hearing, and then I'll tell you the reason why they need the 5G.
I'm Sharon Goldberg. I'm an internal medicine physician. I've practiced medicine for 21 years, and my background is mostly academic, internal medicine, hospital-based, clinical research, and medical education. I am going to skip many of the things I wanted to say because I didn't realize it was only 5 minutes. Wireless radiation has biological effects, period. This is no longer a subject for debate when you look at PubMed and the peer-reviewed literature. These effects are seen in all life forms, plants, animals, insects, microbes. In humans, we have clear evidence of cancer now. There is no question. We have evidence of DNA damage, cardiomyopathy, which is the precursor of congestive heart failure, neuropsychiatric effects. So 5G is not a conversation about whether or not these biological effects exist. They clearly do. 5G is a conversation about unsustainable healthcare expenditures. Why do I say this? We've been sitting on the evidence for EMR and chronic disease for decades. And now we are seeing all these epidemics appearing. So diabetes is the first epidemic. I think most of you know the statistics. They're very scary. 1 in 3 American children will become diabetic in their lifetime, and if they're Hispanic females, the number is 1 in 2. Okay. So what does this have to do with wireless radiation? Wireless radiation and other electromagnetic fields, such as magnetic fields and dirty electricity, have been clearly associated with elevated blood sugar and diabetes. That is what the peer-reviewed literature says. It is not opinion. The closer you live to a cell tower, the higher your blood glucose. That is based on hemoglobin A1C measurements. So the idea with small cells of putting the cells closer to people's homes and bedrooms, scientifically, is very dangerous. And from an economic perspective, it's dangerous. And you may not know this. I was shocked to find this out. But the way you create a model of diabetes in rats in the lab is by exposing them to 2.4 gigahertz. And this is not for long-term exposure. So I don't have time to talk about the costs, but the huge problem with diabetes really is chronic kidney disease. End-stage renal disease, the worst complication of diabetes, leads to hemodialysis. Hemodialysis is an automatic qualification for Medicare. And if you don't qualify for Medicare, we still have to dialyze the patient. And the state ends up paying in many different instances. So renal failure is 1% of Medicare, but it takes up 7% of all Medicare expenditures. I don't have time to talk about this anymore, but once again, we have, so the other epidemics that clearly link from the science with electromagnetic radiation are related to mental health. And this is straight from PubMed. This isn't my opinion. This is science.
Dr. Kober, for those of us who aren't physicians, what is PubMed?
I'm sorry. It's just it's our National Library of Medicine. This is where you would go. This is just the peer-reviewed literature. So we have three epidemics that clearly, they're essentially one epidemic. We have deterioration of mental health in the United States. And if you look really at the science, what does it show? And these epidemics are our suicide epidemic, epidemics in violent, so shootings, and the opioid epidemic. And I don't have, 5 minutes is not the time to talk about this. This is in the peer-reviewed literature. I have a file to submit for the record. But these are facts. These are things that have just been glossed over by the wireless industry. And I really don't have time to talk about them in 5 minutes.
Well, and she's said that now four times. And why isn't she provided more than 5 minutes to warn of the dangers of the 5G network? Folks, this is very simple. They don't give a damn. They're going to put these little mini cell towers up and down the streets of America everywhere. The reason they need the 5G network is to run the police state and all their snooping and pooping stuff. They are going to need fire hose capacity. They're going to need the bandwidth because there's going to be a lot of data streaming around this country. Of course, going to the wrong people, you're being sold it as, well, it's faster, it's more. No, it's cooking your brain, causing diabetes. And I'm sure she said there was four or five other things that this stuff causes. But it's not going to stop because this is what the corporations and the military-industrial complex-minded police state operating inside this country want and need. Don't forget, they need it. They don't need you. You be damned. I think we ought to start contacting safety vest companies. Let's get the best per piece price of a yellow vest. I think it's time. All right, that's it for today, folks. Thank you for being here. Please support the network. Go to PayPal. Make a nice donation. Let's keep this fire going, folks, before they pee on us all and put us all out. Too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present,
wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.